Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to practice spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily。在英文中，想表达抱歉或是不好意思时，除了 sorry 和 excuse me 之外，还有 pardon me。而且使用这个短语来表达，比单纯只说 sorry 更有礼貌一些。在下面几种情况下可以使用 pardon me。 无意间撞到某人或打断某人说话时，表示对不起，请原谅我。发出不礼貌的声音，如打嗝后，表示抱歉。要纠正或表达不同意某人时，表示不好意思。为了问他人问题而需要引起他人注意时，表示容我打扰一下。比如说， Pardon me for saying so, but you've got it all wrong. 不好意思跟你直说，你全都弄错了。Pardon me for saying so, but you've got it all wrong. Pardon me, can you direct me to the train station? 容我打扰一下，你可以告诉我火车站怎么走吗？Pardon me, can you direct me to the train station? Okay, now let's listen to the dialogue. Dad, can I talk to you?
Of course, sweetie. What's up?
I need to apologize to someone, and I don't know what to say.
You should be direct. Use your name, be sincere, and say thatYou regret what you did or said.
I always say, I owe you an apology.
But what if they get angry?
Most people are forgiven, so there's no need to worry.
In fact, if they can't find it in their heart to forgive you, they're not very nice people.
Thanks, Daddy.You've been a great help.
Anytime, sweetie. So, who do you need to apologize to?
You, Daddy. I'm so sorry. I scratched your new car with my bicycle.
Okay, that's pretty much for today. 如果您想参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注我们的微信公众号“英语主播 Emily”。在公众号里回复节目两个字就可以加入，或者你也可以关注我们的抖音号英语主播 Emily 获取更多英语内容。 I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.